Welcome to the Agency of the Month, sponsored by Sprint on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency, the United States Postal Service.
I'm Julia Ziegler. Our guest today is Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. Sir, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we'll jump right into it by talking about your top priorities as the Chief Information Officer here at USPS and the current projects that you're working on as the CIO.
We have five key projects we're working on in 2013. The first one involves focusing technology on our business platform. That seems pretty simple and basic, but, you know, in the world of technology, sometimes in the technology group, you can think that technology is the end in mind, but it's really not. Our role in technology is to make sure we support our business platform. And for us, the business platform is delivering mail and packages every day to the American public in the most efficient and cost-effective way. Our role in 2013 is to refocus our technology efforts on the business platform so we can help the organization grow revenue and help cut costs. So that's our primary focus. Our other strategies involve digitization, and that's really taking digital representations of physical mail pieces. That's important in the technology world because in terms of technology, to be able to apply all the benefits that technology has to offer, you have to put it in a digital form. So we are working very hard to try to get letters and flats and packages, mailing statements, and somehow convert them into digital form so we can apply technology to it. We call that digitization.
So does that mean that maybe in the future my mail could be potentially delivered to me via the Internet?
Sure. Once you have it in a digital representation, you can do a lot with it. And you could get a physical piece of mail and also get a digitized version of it in your smartphone or at your desktop. We actually have that technology available now. The question is, you know, is how much value does that offer to customers and mailers and folks in the marketing industry? And, you know, is there a consumer demand for that? So that's something we have a new organization in the Postal Service, a digital organization, that's looking at ways that customers can use a digital platform along with our physical infrastructure and hard copy to see how customers might be able to use that digital image for their own marketing purposes. So that's a big effort for us, is to try to get things in a digitized form. Once it's there, you can do a lot with it. And one of the things we're providing to the mailing community and internally to our operations group is business intelligence. Big data is kind of the big catchphrase in the computer world, and it's about trying to bring intelligence to mail and being able to take advantages of information and data and help marketers use information to help target market consumers. But also internally, it allows us to be able to manage our costs better and understand how mail is flowing through our system and how we can make the whole experience leaner, faster, and smarter. The next strategy we're focusing on is scaling our infrastructure, our IT infrastructure, and our engineering infrastructure to manage in this new world. Our current data storage systems are really being taxed by new demands on data. So we're really looking at how we can scale our IT platforms to handle the new data and process information faster so customers can take advantage of it. And then finally, we want to make sure that we're supporting all our legacy systems that we use to just help keep the lights on in the organization, keep mail moving, that may not be on the cutting edge of the newest technology, to make sure those systems are operating efficiently. And then trying to find ways to migrate to newer technology that's cheaper and more efficient. So those are our key five strategies in 2013.
Are there any specific projects that folks should be on the lookout for when it comes to any of these individual things, whether it's, you know, the IT infrastructure and scaling that, or business intelligence, as you were talking about, and digitization? Any specific things that you folks are working on?
Well, we currently have a proposed Federal Register out on IMB, our intelligent mail barcode. It's the key for us in digitizing physical mail pieces into a digital world where we can apply technology and really give customers and our operations group more intelligence around males. So our goal is by 2014, January 2014, to require an IMB for automation discounts for all male. Currently, we only have visibility and uniqueness in terms of mail at about 50%. Of packages, it's about 85%. So you can see there's really an untapped volume of mail that we really don't have intelligence for, and we want to close that gap by 2014. And we're working with the mailing industry and our partners to help make that conversion by 2014 through a number of outreach efforts. We have ambassadors out there to help customers make that migration smoothly. We're also deploying some tools. We have a small business tool so that even small businesses can take advantage of IMB and all the intelligence and business intelligence and informed visibility that's possible with an IMB. So we're doing all of that, and we understand that it's a big challenge for some mailers, but we're confident over the next year that we'll be able to make that migration happen and be able to return that investment to customers and to mailers through better visibility, better opportunity to take advantage of marketing strategies that our marketing group is deploying, and also help them with their own internal logistics in terms of how mail moves, how much it's costing them, and also use some targeted marketing opportunities for them going forward.
Can you tell people who don't know the kind of data that is embedded within that kind of barcode?
Sure. I mean, think about barcoding and in today's world, not just the Postal Service. Even in a supermarket, companies are starting to barcode even fruit because it's important in terms of inventory control to know where your product is, how long it's on the shelf, how it's moving, and be able to manage the flows around your product and understand better cost and revenue implications of that product. For us, it's no different. We move over 500 million pieces of mail a day, so it's a bigger challenge for us. Our goal is to try to get that entire mail stream digitized using an IMB. That'll allow us to understand who the mailer is, what the mail type is, whether it's standard mail or first class, what the service commitment is for that piece of mail. We'll be able to track that account better, whether it's a mail service provider that's providing that mail or whether it's the mail owner. And we'll have a uniqueness for that piece of mail that we don't have right now on our current PostNet barcode, which will expire in January of 2013 in terms of getting an automation discount. So the key for us is to provide uniqueness. So that 500 million pieces of mail, we want every piece to be unique. We want to know who mailed it, where it's going. We want to be able to know where it is in our mail stream. And we can apply cost to every level and every segment of that mail stream so we can know where it's costing us more. We can also help customers know the quality of their mailing. We can get that information back to them. And more importantly, we'll be able to provide visibility in real time. So as we see mail moving through our mail stream, we'll be able to communicate that back to customers so that they know, both the sender and receiver, where is that mail piece and when I will receive it. We do that now for packages, but our goal is to try to move that all the way down into the mail stream, where individual pieces of mail will have uniqueness and visibility.
How important is the cloud at USPS, and what kind of cloud initiatives are you currently working on at the agency?
It's an emerging trend. I mentioned how we're trying to move some of our legacy systems to a more efficient IT platform, and the cloud has certainly some opportunity for us. We're migrating certain applications over to the cloud. We started with eDiscovery. It's a system that archives emails and evidentiary information that could be used in future litigation. And that's a pretty big system that requires a lot of storage. We process over 3 million emails a day. And some folks may not really understand that. You know, we don't just do mail. We actually do a lot of email. We have one of the largest intranets in the world, and we have one of the largest email systems in the world. So storing all that data and being able to process it for litigation, it's a lot of work. So what we've done is moved that application to the cloud. We're also using some of the cloud applications for our procurement process, our electronic procurement process. We've moved that to the cloud. We're also looking at some of our disaster recovery systems and blending some of our current disaster recovery platform into the cloud where it's more efficient. And as I mentioned earlier about trying to scale our infrastructure to the new demands of data, we're looking at cloud opportunities to be able to do that. As long as it's safe and it's more efficient, we'll be doing that in the future.
Speaking of cloud computing, I know something that the federal government and federal agencies overall have talked a lot about and are concentrating a lot on in the past year, few years actually, is data center consolidation. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, how many data centers USPS has, where you'd like to be optimally, and any kind of data center consolidation efforts that you're going through right now.
Well, we've been consolidating data centers for some time. We really have one major data center in Minnesota, and we have a backup facility in Northern California. So we're looking at some of the duplication within those two centers. Again, we're looking at where cloud applications might help us reduce that. But we have a very efficient data storage system. We've migrated a lot of applications to more efficient applications. And, you know, we're looking at where there might be some redundancy in some of our platforms and trying to create some efficiencies around there. 80% of our server platform is virtualized, and we have a 16-to-1 virtual server to physical server ratio, which is very good. So we've been working at this for some time, and it's helped us reduce the number of data centers that we have and make the ones that we do have more efficiently. So that's been a big opportunity for us. And even though we really only have two, we're still looking at opportunities to make those two more efficient.
You are listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service.
Not having your phone plan with Sprint can be expensive, real expensive. Luckily, if you're a United States Postal Service employee, you can save 25% off select Sprint monthly services, and for a limited time, also receive a $100 service credit per line when you switch to Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/USPS or go to a Sprint retail store in your area and mention that you're an employee, retiree, or contractor of the United States Postal Service. Sprint knows how hard members of the Postal Service work, and that's why they're making it easy for you to switch today and save. Visit Sprint.com/USPS and deliver yourself some savings. That's Sprint.com/USPS. Coverage not available everywhere. Ends 12/31/12. Subject to 2-year agreement, activation and early termination fees and other restrictions. Service credit will be credited within 3 invoices. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. Sir, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the role that the CIO's office and you play in new products and services being developed by the Postal Service.
Well, there's a number of ways that we help enable new innovation and product development. It starts really with providing a platform of technology. I mentioned digitization and having a server environment and processing environment that's able to handle new innovation, especially from the marketing group. So digitization is a big part of that. Being able to get things into a digitized environment allows the marketing group to do some things around targeted marketing, mobile barcodes, QR codes on mail, looking at new opportunities in the digital space. But it's also in terms of some of our platforms, we're looking at being able to innovate within our own operations, like on the retail side. We currently are reprogramming our entire point-of-sale network with new technology that allow us to use, for example, smartphones for payment, allow customer service clerks to be able to move from behind the counter to out in the lobby with tablets to be able to conduct business and help customers. Those are some of the new platforms we're enabling that will allow us to keep pace with what's happening just in the retail segment. We're also looking at mobility, and customers require mobility, and we have to keep pace with that. So we have our own mobile app, and through that mobile app, you can find your local post office, you can find zip codes, you can order supplies. You can, if you're at the airport and you're going on vacation, you forgot to hold your mail, you can do that through the mobile app as well. So we hope to migrate, you know, mobility and those applications to other services where you could actually pay for services in the post office using your mobile app, or being able maybe to get an image of your mail that's in your mailbox before you even get home. Those are just some of the things we're looking at in terms of technology that opens up an array of marketing opportunities and consumer choices that currently aren't available.
When I spoke to Nagisa Manabe, the Postal Service's Chief Marketing and Sales Officer, she said one of the biggest challenges for the Postal Service is keeping up with customer expectations in a world where immediacy is key. As USPS and other agencies and companies try to keep up with this change in consumer expectations, I'm wondering how that has changed your focus as the CIO, you know, and are you doing things today that maybe even 2 years ago or 5 years ago you didn't think would be a part of your job description?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're looking at technology opportunities across our platforms, I mentioned earlier. So I mentioned just in the retail space, things we're doing to help enable new technology that consumers are demanding, and they're getting it through other retail services, and we have to keep pace with that. But it also flows throughout our organization in terms of processing. Being able to manage mail while it's flowing and change and reroute it, change the destination based on a customer that says, hey, I'm not in New York today, I'm in Chicago, and I'd like my mail to go to Chicago. I'd like my package to go to Chicago and redirect that mail. So that requires a whole technology solution that we're currently working on. So not only just in processing, but in the last mile, there's some really exciting opportunities, what we call the last mile. That's the delivery piece, where customers will drop mail at the destinating post office, bypassing mail processing, and getting service same day or next day, which is a tremendous marketing opportunity for the customer, and it's also a growth opportunity for us. And it helps us leverage what is, you know, our strongest asset, which is processing and delivering mail. So the technology around that we are working on, by the end of 2013, we're going to have real-time confirmation of delivery for packages. And, again, with the digitization strategies, we'll be able to, sometime after 2014, be able to confirm mail delivery as well, when you got it in real time. Right now there's a bit of a lag, but by the end of 2013, there'll be 100% of packages, if it has a barcode, it'll have real-time delivery confirmation, and that's a big step for us. It helps us be competitive, but it also gives intelligence to mail and give customers a better experience. The other things we're looking at are GPS technology. We have over 200,000 letter carriers and rural carriers out there that are delivering mail every day, and we have current intelligent mail devices that scan and record delivery information. We're not only making that real time, but we're also going to use GPS to help customers understand where their mail is in the last mile, and also give that information back to mailers so that they understand, hey, we delivered that coupon at 10:20 this morning. We could push that information to the mailer. We could also push that information to the receiver so that they know, well, I've got that department store sale I was looking for, and I'm going to try to make that this afternoon when I get home. That's some of the technology we're looking at in the last mile, and it's really not far away. We expect to be there in 2013.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the security issues that go along with that, both internally at the Postal Service and then externally as well. I know that USPS is ahead of other government agencies when it comes to identity management, insider threats. And so I wanted to ask you where you feel like you're really succeeding in this arena and where you feel like you still need to make progress.
You mentioned customers' expectations, and it's really demand. And when it comes to the cyber world, identity management and security, customers demand that their information is protected. We understand that. We have one of the best computer security groups in the industry within the Postal Service. We have our own law enforcement agency, the Postal Inspection Service, which is unique, that helps us manage cybercrime. But we also partner with the best cybersecurity organizations, private organizations available. We use Carnegie Mellon CERT team when we have any incidents that may have come up. And we also work very closely with the federal government and the Justice Department to try to stay ahead of threats and manage them on a global nature. So we have a very strong computer security group and a network that helps keep customers' information secure. We have a very strong brand, and we're one of the most trusted public agencies. And that's really around our delivery platform. We're making sure that that trust in our brand extends into the cyber and the internet world. And we're applying the same level of security and effort to make sure that that happens. So customers know that their credit card data, that their address information, everything that's online is protected. And we've been very successful at that. To put it in perspective, last year we had over 200 billion attacks against our system. And the proliferation is just incredible in terms of number of attacks. That's double what it was a year ago. So we have to redouble our efforts to stay ahead of the bad guys and try to keep everybody's information secure. And that's a key priority for us.
What about internally? I know that the whole idea of identity management internally within agencies has been a big issue, you know, making sure that employees only have access to the information that they should have access to or that they need access to. And again, this is an area where the Postal Service has been ahead of the curve. Are there certain areas in that arena where you think you've succeeded or where you still need progress?
Well, we're working very closely with the White House and the efforts that are being done on the federal horizon. And we're looking at some ways where we can leverage our trusted brand and our platform to maybe help with the identity management concerns that are out there and help develop some solutions that, in concert with the rest of the federal government, even private organizations, may be able to help enhance security. But right now we're talking to the federal government. There's an FCCX project that the White House is working on that we are coordinating with other federal agencies to see where we have some opportunity where we could leverage our network, help provide a service on identity management that may not be there right now. That's really where we are right now. We haven't focused a lot externally on it. It's been a challenge because every agency has their own priorities and their own uniqueness. But I think in the federal space, there's some efforts to try to rationalize that and to find maybe one provider that can help be that trusted broker of information. So we're exploring that. Our new digital group is exploring that with the rest of the federal space to see if there's an opportunity for us to help in that arena. It's an exciting opportunity. With it comes a tremendous responsibility too, to make sure that we continue to deliver a safe environment in terms of emails and online transactions.
With the financial situation of the Postal Service as it is right now, what are you doing on the IT side to create efficiencies and save money?
Well, it's a challenge for every organization on the technology side. The way we look at it is we try to deploy solutions from a technology perspective that'll help pay for themselves. It's not always possible. Some technologies just it's a cost of doing business. But much of our legacy systems, moving them to newer technology helps us save money. It's an investment up front, but long term we save significant technology spend. Also, we're looking at where there's redundancy. For example, last year we had over five different places where we print checks, print correspondence internally, externally, and we consolidated those down to one, saved $3 million a year. Overall, it's not huge, but it's a lot of money. $3 million is a lot of money. And it was just a simple example of how we can consolidate operations like within the data center environment and help save money. I mentioned how we're trying to virtualize our server network, which significant savings there. Looking at disaster recovery and looking at within our IT infrastructure where we have duplicative processing environments and platforms and trying to rationalize those and try to save money. So those are probably some of the key areas. We're also looking at within our processing environment using better technology and mail processing equipment to also help move mail more efficiently and also save money as well.
You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service.
Not having your phone plan with Sprint can be expensive, real expensive. Luckily, if you're a United States Postal Service employee, you can save 25% off select Sprint monthly services. And for a limited time, also receive a $100 service credit per line when you switch to Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/USPS or go to a Sprint retail store in your area and mention that you're an employee, retiree, or contractor of the United States Postal Service. Sprint knows how hard members of the Postal Service work, and that's why they're making it easy for you to switch today and save. Visit Sprint.com/USPS and deliver yourself some savings. That's Sprint.com/USPS. Coverage not available everywhere. Ends 12/31/12. Subject to 2-year agreement, activation and early termination fees and other restrictions. Service credit will be credited within 3 invoices. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. Sir, I wanted to ask you, how would you describe the role of the CIO at the Postal Service? And how is it similar or different from CIO roles at other agencies? Are there certain things that you deal with that others don't?
Well, I think it's similar in many ways. We manage technology. I think what's different about the CIO here in the Postal Service is that it changed 2 years ago to include just not IT, but it involves most of the technology in the Postal Service. So I have IT. I have under my responsibility our engineering systems that manage our processing equipment and our delivery systems as well. And I also have our product tracking group, which manages most of our business intelligence. We also have mail entry and payment, so we manage the interface of customers and payment with our financial systems. And we also have the computer information security group that helps keep all the information safe. So I think the role here at the Postal Service for a CIO is a little broader than at most places. It's also larger than a lot of other CIO organizations. We have the third largest computing environment in the world. And when you add the other elements of the technology along with it, it's a different role than I think many other CIOs have. But it also has advantages because being able to leverage all of the technology under one group allows you to bring new solutions to market a lot faster because we're all in the same group and everyone kind of understands where we're headed. And it's just easier to manage technology in that environment. So it has some challenges, but it also has some real advantages. But it's similar with other CIO organizations, and that is, you know, you have to spend less and deliver more. And you have to do it quickly. That's not unique to us. That's really a challenge for every organization. And then trying to keep pace with new technology. It's happening faster and faster and trying to keep pace with it in an environment where it's tougher to get capital dollars and compete for capital dollars is a challenge. But I think that, again, is universal across the entire CIO profession.
You've been with USPS since 1978. Started as a letter carrier in Inglewood, California, if I read your bio correctly.
Okay.
I guess my question for you is, you've served in many different roles in this organization since that time, but when you started there, did you ever think you'd end up here? And how did those positions prepare you for your role today as the CIO?
That's a good question. I started out as a letter carrier just going to school. It was just it really was just meant to be a part-time gig, really. And you know, almost 35 years later, I'm still here. So I'm humbled by the fact that, you know, where I started as a letter carrier, and I think that I've carried that with me, that experience of carrying mail and how important that is to the public. I've been able to carry that with me throughout the organization and throughout the jobs that I've had. And I think it says a lot about the organization itself that someone like a letter carrier could get to the point where they help manage the organization's technology and be the chief information officer. So it's I think it says more about the organization than it does about me. But along the way, I've had the opportunity to, as you mentioned, do a lot of different things. And I've worked in a lot of different places throughout this country. And it's given me an appreciation of how the Postal Service works. And that's helped me on the technology side because I understand the different elements, the business platform, more intimately maybe than others. So I understand the solutions that are necessary. But also, more importantly, I understand, I think, how to get things done because it takes some institutional knowledge to navigate technology in a big organization like we have. And having the experience of knowing where we've been in this organization and where we are helps you lay out a strategy of where we're going from a technology perspective.
What advice would you give a federal employee, whether it be a letter carrier or someone else in another agency, someone who's young like you were when you were starting off?
Well, I'm very bullish about civil service and working in the federal space. I've been amazed at how bright and talented the people are here in the Postal Service. And I think more than ever, there's an opportunity for new ideas and innovation. Not just in the Postal Service, but in the federal space itself. And I would encourage letter carriers or wherever you are in the organization, how you enter the Postal Service, to stay focused on where we're headed and create the skills necessary to manage in an environment of innovation and technology. Certainly we have a bias for that on the tech side, but I think we're getting, you know, younger employees that are interested in the newer trends, and senior employees as well. Making that transition, and it's really exciting to be part of that. It's not your parents' post office any longer. It's some new technology. We're keeping pace, and really it's an exciting place to work. I would suggest that new employees stay with it, stay informed, and stay engaged and network throughout the organization to try to get where you want to be.
What would you say is the biggest change that you've seen at the Postal Service over the time you've spent here?
I think the biggest change has been really, and maybe, again, it's a bias, but I think in the technology and innovation arena, the pace and the level of innovation that's happening at the Postal Service has been tremendous. And for many that aren't involved in it, you may not appreciate it, but being able to see it up front, it's been very comforting to know that the investment that we're making in technology and innovation is significant. And that's probably been the biggest takeaway for me in this new job, is being able to see that and appreciate it firsthand.
And finally, what would you say has been your biggest success in this role? And what would you say is your biggest challenge moving forward?
Biggest success is when I took the job over, it was bringing these new elements of the CIO group together. I have a very talented group of professionals that work in the technology arena, but they weren't always working together. They worked in separate organizations, and the biggest challenge was bringing them together and getting the group to function and collaborate well together. And I think we've done that very well. So I'm very proud of that, and I think some of the innovations that we're bringing to market are a product of that teamwork and collaboration. Moving forward, I think the biggest challenge is, like most CIOs, is, you know, keeping pace with technology and managing it in an environment where it's more difficult to find the capital to spend on it. That's a big challenge. And also, it starts with people and trying to retain and attract professional employees in the technology world is a challenge no matter where you are. And it's a challenge for us as well. So as we move forward with new technology, trying to recruit and trying to maintain talent is always a challenge, and that's something that we work on every day.
Our thanks to Ellis Burgoyne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Postal Service, for being this week's guest on Agency of the Month. I'm Julia Ziegler.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, sponsored by Sprint on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency is the United States Postal Service. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Wednesday mornings at 11 AM, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and federalnewsradio.com.